Now, Jason Coyle's having a good run at the moment as well. He's got a couple of nice horses going around tomorrow at Rose Hill. Morning, Jason.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Mate, I'm good. You must be wrapped with White Moss. This is just a terrific one.
Yeah, she's come back in terrific order. She's been really pleasing to watch her work through her grades. Horse we sort of thought had some nice ability, and it's all sort of coming together for her now.
It's interesting, she's led in a couple of those. Has she been a bit keen in a couple, or have you just one of those horses that hits the ground and goes for you?
Yeah, she was always a very racy sort of young horse. She was always up into the bridle, very natural, and probably got to a point where she started to overdid it. First couple of starts we gave her, we just tried to get a bit of cover and teach her how to relax. And now that she puts herself there, she's able to come back to the rider, and, you know, it probably helps her at the end of her races now too.
Jason, Time Thief, I reckon, as a sire, is sort of sneaking under the radar a bit. He's starting to throw some nice horses, and you've got one of the memes in the third, and it's put two together nicely.
Yeah, much the same as White Moss, probably a little bit keen when she was younger. Physically probably wasn't quite there, but now that she's had those educational preps under her belt, she's matured that little bit physically. She's starting to put it all together.
You've also got Kawhi Keeney in that race.
Yeah, really nice filly. Always had a good opinion of her. She's a big, strong filly that I'm not sure how she's going to handle going back to the 1100, but the small field, we shouldn't be too far away. I think despite a low benchmark, I think next preparation, she might really come into her own, and hopefully she can graduate to a better level of racing.
All right, we go to race six, and your runner here is More Energy. Again, Peter Welton board. This won a couple of starts ago at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, seems to be an honest sort of performer. He's always finding the line. He's run at Canterbury last start. Was better than it looks on paper. He's a big horse with a big stride that really struggles to make up a lot of ground while turning. So Canterbury just wasn't his track. Back onto the bigger circuit at Rose Hill. If we can find a nice spot, he shouldn't be too far away at the finish.
Now, Berry Delicious, looking at its form, Jason, it almost gets the giggles on it. Here's the tap dripping, doesn't it? Loves the wet.
Yeah, we've actually got the satellite up in a box this morning, so she's getting very excited. There's a little bit of rain coming.
Got the weather channel on for her.
Yeah, that's right. She's obviously a much better horse when she can get a toe into the track. That looks like what we may end up with tomorrow. In saying that, if we don't get the rain that's anticipated, I think she's still going good enough to be very competitive tomorrow.
You've got Take Wing in as well. First up, didn't do a lot, but its second up form isn't all that bad.
Look, he was in need of the run first up. He sort of loomed up at the furlong and condition just gave out. He's an older horse now. He may just need a couple of runs. I dare say tomorrow will be another one of those conditioning runs. And then hopefully third up, he'll be near his peak fitness over a mile, and we should be able to get another win out of him soon.
And the eighth, you got Final Decision.
Yeah, desperately unlucky first up. Jay Ford rode. He never got to let the horse off the bridle. Would have been interesting. Probably been out of form, I guess, for a little while now. It's probably fair to say. So it just would have been interesting to see how much he would have given when let go the other day. Jay was confident he had plenty in the tank. So once again, just going to be weather dependent whether I want to start him on if we do get all that rain, whether we actually start him tomorrow. I think he's better on top of the ground. Mm.
What's the pick of yours? Because you've got a couple of nice runners there tomorrow.
Really does depend on the weather. Yeah. I honestly think if the rain comes as anticipated, I really think Berry Delicious comes right into calculations. The first up run was excellent. And the 1100 round Rose Hill, she's probably not quite of the quality of the other two fillies in the 1100, but I really think Mems is going well enough to give him something to catch. So we've got chances all day. Hopefully we can get one across the line.
Terrific. Well, Jason, good to catch up. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks so much.